I remember there being a video of some of the doctors in China who are trying to share what was going on and some of their fears about it. And there was controversy and there was a little bit of fear that was involved in it. And then there started to be cases that were here in the US. And very quickly, it just seemed to escalate from a few cases, you know, in China, it's happening there, to a few cases here, to things are now shutting down. And I remember at the very beginning of it, we started really implementing lots of cleaning practices and things very quickly. And we sort of were trying to do things to stop the spread of a virus right then and there. But that very quickly escalated to schools in the area closing and realizing that, you know, we were going to have to take that same action.
Why did you feel the need to take the same action?
Well, for one, our community was asking for it. We have all kinds of families. I mean, the fact that we're dealing with homeschooling families, we have everything from anti-vaxxers to scientists, like scientists' children are there. And early on, because we had a few immunocompromised young people, we had families who had stopped sending them. I think in the last week or two before we closed, they had stopped sending their young people to us out of safety for themselves. And then the more scientific, particularly the scientist family that we have, was sending us information and very quickly letting us know, you know, what was going on with the CDC. And they were sending us the most up-to-date websites, because I feel like the scientists, like right away, just like built websites. Like there were just websites that were just there automatically in the beginning of this. And so when they're showing you this website that's literally showing you all the cases across the country and it's showing you the projections and what to be expected and what happens if we don't, that was really the time that we realized, like, this is really serious. This is not gonna go away overnight. And it is the responsible thing, whether the school district is closing or not, that we close now. And I believe we did close maybe a week before the school district of Philadelphia chose to close.